Dear Cheap Astronomy, can anyone intercept the information and images transmitted from spacecraft back to Earth? Continuing a recent Dear Cheap Astronomy theme of cyber hacking in space, we're now going to investigate straightforward cyber theft. Again, we have no expertise in this area whatsoever, and no one in the space business goes out of their way to publish their security protocols, so here we're just reproducing information that's already out there, and hopefully we're reproducing it accurately. So, firstly, pretty much anyone can intercept a radio transmission. It's possible to beam a radio transmission from a dish, so the radio waves, or the photons, travel in straight lines, a bit like how car headlights will beam optical light straight ahead of your car. But over any appreciable distance, that beam is going to spread and diffuse, and such spreading and diffusing is inevitable over spacecraft communication distances. So, as a general rule, if you have line of sight of a spacecraft, you can receive its radio transmissions. But of course, how long you can receive them for is another matter. A low-orbiting spacecraft like the ISS might only be in view for a minute or so. Higher altitude satellites will stay in view longer, and a geostationary satellite will always be in view. But thinking beyond Earth orbit, the rotation of the Earth becomes the main issue in maintaining line of sight with spacecraft that have left orbit. Furthermore, to intercept the increasingly faint radio transmissions from spacecraft in deep space, you start needing some kind of radio telescope to get the resolution needed to separate signal from noise, and since it's a telescope, you will need to know exactly where to point it to get a strong signal. And then, beyond those first-order practicalities, it's one thing to receive a radio signal, and quite another to be able to make sense of it. Spacecraft generate a lot of data from purpose-built instruments with specific calibration settings, and such data would be largely meaningless to a cyber thief without the technical specifications of the data collection instrument. But generic data, like images, probably could be interpreted by anyone, and the only way to protect that data would be encryption. But agencies like NASA will generally release any images publicly within a day or so. So it's not worth their while taking the time, effort, and risk of data loss that would be involved in encrypting the data at the source. So as far as our crack and cheap research team can tell, no one really bothers to encrypt data that's transmitted from deep space missions. The only publicised incident of data theft from deep space exploration was when the UK's Jodrell Bank radio telescope intercepted a data transmission from the Soviet Union's Lunar 9 lander, which had just snapped the first ever close-up images of the moon's surface back in February 1966. So England's media gazumped the Soviet Union's media in publishing those first close-up images of the lunar surface, but it's hard to say whose victory it really was, since the Soviet Union had its technological triumph broadcast overnight across the English-speaking world without having to lift a finger or hire an interpreter. It's really in Earth orbit that cybersecurity starts to matter. All the warm fuzzy stuff about doing things for all of humankind tends to go out the window when you're this close to home. As we discussed in a previous episode, there is a certain risk that someone could take over a satellite and fly it into someone else's satellite. Although it isn't a huge risk, since to take over a satellite effectively, you would need fairly detailed knowledge of how to fly the thing and enough fuel to fly it with. Of greater concern may be the risk of someone intercepting data downloads from someone else's satellite. And if someone can do that, they probably won't make a public announcement about it. Instead, they're likely to continue surreptitiously monitoring those downloads, siphoning off any useful intellectual property or some key military intelligence, which in an active conflict might mean seeing what an enemy is looking at, or what they haven't seen yet. So, in the 21st century, it does pay to be alert and maybe a little alarmed.